This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what's going on in the cattle markets today?
Leslie, that's the big question of the day. What got into the cattle that caused them to surge higher, led by the November feeder cattle today? Feeder cattle saw new highs for the week. Some live cattle was up there near their highs of the week. We did not have any fresh news out there. It seemed to be more of a technical situation that tripped some buy stops along the way. Mid-morning, choice box beef was up $1.53, selects down 26 cents, total movement of 70 loads. The pork cuts were down $1.14. The cattle kill 107,000 head today. We have heard of some 136, 137 bids, asking price much higher. On the close, October live cattle 45 cents higher, December cattle up 60 cents, October feeders $1.30 higher, November feeders up $2.82, and December lean hogs 57 cents lower.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
FarmAssure is now the third largest farm owner's insurer in the state of Oklahoma, and we wanted to say a great big thanks. We did this because good agents believed in us, and thousands of you fine folks gave us a chance to insure them. We pledge to keep the values that brought us here in place for generations to come. FarmAssure believes in the future of Oklahoma, and thank you again for the business.
Fast, affordable, that's for sure. Be sure it's FarmAssure.
When DuPont Pioneer says we're with you from the word go, what's that mean? It means we're putting together the total package that totals up at harvest.
Well, we start with high-performance trait packages.
Pioneer brand corn products combine world-class genetics with advanced seed treatments and tested and trusted traits to bring you elite performance.
Our hybrids are bred to yield.
Bring in the agronomic insights and unmatched service and support from your local team, and you'll get results that add up in your fields.
We help put the right products on each acre.
Pioneer, with you from the word go.
Tom, what led to lower prices across the grain sector?
Well, Liz, I think more than anything, we ran out of the technical buying that supported the wheat, corn, and soybeans the last two sessions. It was there early in the session today, then it just disappeared. Selling took over, kept us on the negative side going right into the close. Today's export sales compared to what the pre-report estimates were disappointing for wheat and corn, but friendly for the soybeans today. And we also saw another sell to an unknown destination today of 463,000 metric tons of U.S. beans. On the close today, the December and March Casey wheat closed down a nickel each. December Chicago wheat was 4 cents lower. December corn closed 2.5 lower. March corn down 2.25. November soybeans 6.5 lower. January beans down 8.5 cents. And the December cotton today was down 171 points.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, with your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network.